RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
B. Mitch and Finley on a Monday. Steve Zabin sitting in for Mr. Finley. Brian Mitchell is in, though, which is a glorious thing. I didn't get to see you on Friday. I did the other half of this show on Friday because it was me and JP, and now I get you.
So yeah, you get the better-looking half today.
The more handsome, more athletic.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Everything else. But I'm going to get your full take on the Christmas Day affair between the Commanders and the Cowboys, which feels like it was, oh, I don't know, a million years ago.
It does.
The way that vacation and holiday matrix time works.
Yeah. It seems like that.
We're entering week two of kids being home with their families, if you have young kids. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a week that will challenge your every last bit of patience, right? You no longer have young kids. Like, I don't have young kids
adults.
Anymore. You've got adults, but you're now starting on the grandkids. But when you had little kids, especially a larger family, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, and the way that Christmas and New Year's fell so that it gave 2 full weeks off, God help you on this second week. This is the week in which the mayhem really ratchets up. Where toys from Santa Claus are being stolen from one kid to another. There's complaining about I'm bored because, you know, modern kids, they have so much to stimulate them.
Get a damn life then.
Right. Get out of the house.
Go somewhere.
When we were young, oh, I'm bored? Okay. Okay. Here's a thing you have to do. Here's a chore. I'll assign you or get out of the house.
Yeah. There you go.
So thoughts and prayers for those with kids out there entering this second week. It's an interesting fractured week of sports because we've got New Year's Eve Wednesday night and then New Year's Day Thursday with the college football playoff resuming. Many people I saw complained on social media, B. Mitch, that the second round of the college football playoff should have been played Saturday, and it wasn't.
Nah, listen, man. People like to complain about this thing, but when it comes on, you're going to be happy as hell is on.
It'll be nice to have
yeah,
it on.
You'll be happy it's on. Listen, I'd much rather when there are NFL games anywhere close, don't play a college game. People don't pay attention to them.
Clear the decks?
Yeah.
I know that the TNT games in college football got crushed when they went head-to-head 2 Saturdays ago with the NFL, but they were the worst college games. They were the Ole Miss-Tulane game, blowout. And then the Oregon-JMU game, blowout, that turned into a backdoor cover.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's a true measure. The NFL is always going to win. But we're finally at the rump end of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
Week 18, other than the 2 games they loaded onto Saturday, which is causing some, you know, people, you say people like to complain about stuff. Why do we have 2 of the 3 games that matter on Saturday? It's Carolina-Tampa Bay, 4:30 on ABC/ESPN, followed by Seattle at San Francisco at 8 o'clock, also on ABC/ESPN. those two games plus the season finale Sunday night in Pittsburgh, Steelers-Ravens, are the only games with real juice. Every other game either has nothing going on or it's got minor seeding implications, whether you're the 4 seed or the 6 seed or the 5 seed or the whatever seed. So do you like that the two games that really matter, Carolina-Tampa, Seattle-San Fran, are Saturday?
I don't mind.
Saturday.
It's,
is your Saturday open?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
My Saturday is always open. That's the one day of the week
That's
I have
awesome.
Open. So I don't worry about the other ones. Saturday is always open for me.
For the average John Q family man, though, even though this is a Saturday after New Year's, so we're still on holiday time.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a big ask? Clear the entire Saturday? Imagine having to tell your wife, no, I can't. I need to watch this San Fran-Seattle game on Saturday night.
Don't worry, they'll find
it's
something to do.
For the division.
They'll find something to do. Be honest with you, they'll find something to do. Actually, it ain't going to be that bad.
For the division and the 1 seed, I believe, although I think the Rams can say something about it. I don't quiz me, B. Mitch, on all the parameters of these scenarios in Week 18 because I'm not fully up to speed yet. I'm absorbing them. My fragile mind is trying to remember them. All I know is the Commanders are 4-12.
They're done.
They go to Philly. We're in the smoldering wreckage portion of the season where we look over the smoldering wreckage and say, damn. That was bad. What happened? How are we going to fix it? How are we going to clean it up? But they could actually pick as high as 2nd, I've been told.
I don't know,
we
if,
have sussed
I don't
that
know
out.
If that is
well,
true.
Well, me and Landfill were digging into it in the bullpen there, and Landfill really knew all the parameters of strength of schedule being the tiebreak for Tankathon, not
but
head-to-head.
What,
is that right,
but,
Landfill?
Yes.
Okay, so it's strength of schedule. You're saying you're not sure.
I don't think they could get up to 2nd.
Because why? They could finish with 4 wins.
The Giants,
the Jets, the Titans, and the Cardinals.
The Giants are going to pick before them no matter what.
Because?
They beat the Giants twice.
Not if strength of
the
schedule
Giants, the Giants
is
schedule,
the answer.
You're saying the Giants' schedule was tougher than theirs?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying Landfill already sussed this out and figured out that, yes, the Commanders could be this.
I listened to TV all weekend.
And they said.
And this team is not going to be in the top 3.
Okay, so 4 is the highest.
I think 4 or 5, because right now they're at 7.
Well, okay. Sitting at 4, Cleveland is also at 4. The next stop is 6.
Cleveland ain't beating nobody down the stretch.
Well, they just beat Pittsburgh.
That's Pittsburgh.
They're at Cincinnati, Cleveland is.
Cincinnati going to beat the brakes off of them.
They probably will. Cincinnati is a weird case, aren't they? They have been quietly woodshedding teams with Joe Burrow on 1 foot in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we got Jaden Daniels in bubble wrap. Like, don't even touch him. Don't look at him.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt him.
The thing of it is, like, you know, when you have an offense as electrifying as they do, you try some stuff. Washington offense is not electrifying.
I understand that.
Electrifying!
I love the way they use that term.
I mean, they can play. You got guys who play, but, like, they don't seem to use certain guys in certain instances.
Okay, but just hold up for a second. It's the NFL. Anything could happen. Let me play this out. Cleveland shocks Cincinnati on the road to spite the ghost of Sam Weiss, who once said famously, you live in Cincinnati, you don't live in Cleveland. So Cleveland would exit the 4s. This is all, by the way, predicated on a Commanders loss to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a safe bet right now. What is the line as we get going on a Monday morning? See if you can look that one up, boys. Metal Chris in the house today running the streams on YouTube and social media. Jeff Walker is here somewhere doing
He's
what he does.
Somewhere.
He's always somewhere doing something. So assuming the Commanders lose to the Eagles, who do have some positional stakes in play.
Is minus 8.
Eight is the number.
Right now, yeah.
And as we open shop on a Monday, where do we stand on Mariota versus Josh Johnson versus Jeff Driskel versus the dream boat that is Sam Hartman, who is almost certainly never, ever going to play for the Commanders?
Sam's not going to play.
I know.
So we're not going to put him in it.
So where do we stand on Mariota? As of Monday morning.
I don't know if Mariota's going to play.
Okay. Let's assume the Commanders lose. Fine. Commanders pull into port at 4-13. Not too good. Not too good, as Spurrier once said, B. Mitch.
Yep.
Better than some, but not very good.
Not good. But not good. But the thing of it is, this is, whether they pick 1, 4, 5, 2,
you
seven,
say it doesn't matter.
What difference does it make?
It makes a couple spots of difference.
Why?
It makes, in theory, a chance to trade out of it for more assets than you otherwise would. If they could swim all the way up to 2 or 3, and we're still efforting whether or not that's possible. You can tweet us or tweet me to let me know if you've run through the full scenarios at Zabe on Twitter or X.com. That's Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. If they can swim up to 2 or 3, depending on how things shake out in the winter, with the inevitable floating up of every quarterback who at this time they're like, he's a 10 to 15 guy. And then you turn around in late April. No, he's going 3. What? How did that happen? Oh, he had a great workout. The scouts loved him. At the combine, his measurables, his hand size, B-Mitch.
And that is why every year we see all these quarterbacks get picked, and most of them are garbage.
Overpicked. Exactly right.
So, but the thing of it is, my question, if we need athletes, and whether, like, the Rams with Robert Griffin III, they gave us how many picks? We gave them a ton of picks to move up.
It's like 3.
Did that really change their
team
up at that point?
No. In fact, they people followed the outcome of those picks by the Rams, and it was mostly rain that never fell to the ground. It was radar rain that appeared on the radar but never got anybody wet. It didn't make any difference.
My thing, bro. Listen, they. I would much rather get the, if I got a pick and I got a guy who's supposed to be a can't miss at 4 or 5, and I'm gonna take him. I'd rather take him than try to, I'm going to give me some more later picks that don't work for you.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, the funny thing about can't miss guys, sometimes.
They miss all the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say all the time, but
for the most part, a lot of them miss. But the thing of it is, you have to get your guys on your team, coach them the hell up.
Yes.
And play. And like, listen. Sometimes the guy that may look good to everybody may not work for you because he may not fit your system. And I think that's the way it got to get to the point around here. Listen, this area, we always want the first rounders. We always want everybody that somebody let go. And then when the team fails, we blame everybody else for it. But the fans always want the people that we go get. And then we get them and they don't get good, then we like, well, it's all your fault. Well, stop asking for stuff. That's why I believe better go pick. If you got something high, go get one of them. Because in this draft, there are a lot of different positions that are coming up.
Oh.
And you might want to just go get you one and stick with it.
Coming up next segment, I want to play a game called What is your meme to define the Commanders offseason? How is your meme game? Or as Bryce Harper once said innocently, your maymays.
Your maymays.
How is your meme game, B. Mitch? Is it okay, so-so?
Nah, my meme game is awful.
Is it awful? Okay. Whose meme game behind the glass is good? Walker? Landfill? Metal? Am I the only one that plays memes, for God's sakes? Okay. I'll see how it goes. We'll get some listeners to chime in as well. I've got what I think. I've got what I think is the perfect meme for what I think the Commanders offseason should be about. Mm-hmm. But let's put that aside for a second. So I would like to finish out my little fantasy here. So the Browns shock the world, beat Cincinnati. They climb out of the fours. The Commanders lose to stay as a four. And then you've got 4 3-win teams. The Giants host Dallas. The Jets are at Buffalo. The Titans are at Jacksonville. And the Cardinals are at the Rams. Those 3 of the 4 are huge asks. The Giants could actually beat Dallas. So you would need then multiple teams to climb out of the threes to join us in the four hot tub. And then we would have to SOS them, strength of schedule them, to get up close to the 2 or the 3 pick. But the specifics of that we're still going to have to pin down. Landfill, mm-hmm. Did you get any further on checking if the strength of schedule is indeed
the determining factor? Yeah, strength of schedule is the determining factor. Then it looks like conference is the second one, and then head-to-head is the third.
Okay, all right. So you get up there, like if you can get as high as 2 or 3, now you're in quarterback country. And quarterback country will make a team horny to do something stupid. We're looking for another team to make one big dumb mistake would be nice. So obviously losing this game would be beneficial, advantageous for the Commanders. I think they're probably going to deliver. Can I get your quick thoughts on the Christmas Day game? Where you watched it? What'd you think?
I was at the game.
You were at the game. What? Yeah. Okay, so you're at the game working.
I thought they came out and they gave great effort. They fought in the game. I think if you give that type of effort a whole year, you win way more games than you won this time.
Down 21-3 once they sorted some things out.
Yeah.
And figured out that, hey, we should probably guard that fast guy who runs by everybody.
Yeah.
I saw the all 22. I forget which safety was it that made the wrong step on that play that got burned. Because he was like drifting in like, oh, no, it's no problem. It's their fast return guy. Oh, crap. He's running a post. Yeah. I better start running with him.
Ran right past him.
So after 21-3, they showed some effort. What else did you see on Christmas Day?
I think you got to stick to the run. Although in that game, people left because Bill had 109 yards. I left happy that he had 109 yards, but I'm pissed off he only had 11 carries.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when we start looking at it, that they had 16, 17 carries in that whole football game. And that's everybody. We got out away from the run in the third quarter almost every game for some reason.
Yeah, well.
I don't know why. I don't know. I don't see what's the reasoning behind it. I understand the NFL has gone to passing, but the teams that can run the damn ball, they win a lot.
Yeah.
So you got to find a way to run it and stick to it. And in that game, he has great success with the 70-something yarder and all that type of thing, but you have to be able to. I look at multiple games. It's 3rd and 1, 4th and 1. We're doing all this no back in the backfield stuff. If my 5 offensive linemen can't get me 1 yard, that's a problem. But if you keep doing stuff, you tell them you don't have confidence in them, right?
Right.
So it's kind of a weird thing. They got to find a way to stick to the physicalness of a game. This game is still won by physicality.
Yeah.
It's not won by trickery. It's not won by just tossing around all day. You got to have some. You look at when the Patriots were winning a lot, they were running the football. Even look, Andy Reid, you can say what you want about Pat Mahomes, throws the ball around a lot, but they do still try to establish a run.
Yeah.
And Pat will run the ball as well. It's just that so many guys got the mindset that, oh, I got to throw it. I got to throw it. No, you don't. Yeah. If the running back can pound the hell out of a team, you can get all the yards you want throwing it through the air later on in the football game, believe me.
And you know who ran it Saturday night was John Harbaugh and the Ravens.
They ran the
and
hell
Derrick
out of it.
Derrick freaking Henry set a new record for opposing running back yardage at Lambeau Field, 200-plus yards, 4 touchdowns. And I know a guy that left him off his starting lineup in fantasy. this is one of the all-time – in a championship game, by the way. And when I heard this, I on the group chat, because this is where all men gather now virtually to give each other both affirmation and a bunch of crap. Sometimes it's this one and the same, the affirmation and the crap. And I said, how could you do that? You knew Harbaugh was going to overcompensate for not using him in the final 10 minutes of their loss the week before. And the Packers defense, without Micah Parsons and Devontae Wyatt on the inside, Parsons on the edge, though, they just don't defend the run nearly as well. Like, how could you leave him off the starting lineup? And he said, I started Ashton Jeanty instead because it was a better matchup. It was a better matchup, according to the computer.
That is what... Listen, man. Fantasy football has screwed up football because everybody now, they overthink stuff. Matchup.
They overthink like coaches.
Matchup
overthink.
Is the guy that's 6 foot four, 6 foot two, that weighs 220 plus pounds that just road grades people. That's matchup.
Yeah.
You don't care about all that other stuff. Have you not watched the Raiders all year? Have you not watched that team? That team's not good.
No.
So you go with the team that has some semblance of being good. And the fact that you don't have Lamar, they're going to probably lean on Derrick Henry.
That's another factor. So you know, no Lamar. They're playing with motivation because they're still in the playoff hunt. The Raiders are not. Mm-hmm. And they're going to overcompensate for not using,
the man that week, week before. So, hey.
It's incredible. I went when I was down to Jacksonville last year, I stayed down by the beach at a friend's Airbnb, and it was near Yulee High School, which is where Derrick Henry is from. He's from the Jacksonville area.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Derrick Henry's high school stats?
No.
They called him the Yulee Bulldozer because when you look at his high school stats, you will not believe them. They are insane. Even for all these NFL players had great high school stats.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you had great high school stats. The high school stats on Derrick Henry are absolutely absurd. But the notion was that he was washed up, and that's why the Titans moved on from him. The Titans have now moved on from Derrick Henry, head coach Mike Vrabel, traded A.J. Brown, and then gave away Malik Willis.
It tells you that the people
gave away Malik Willis for a bag of groceries.
Whoever was making all the decisions is just an idiot, point blank. He's stupid.
Well, it goes to and they've changed out GMs. Rand Carthen was there. He's not there anymore, but it goes back to the owner himself. So herself, I should say. So with that said, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was great. I sat there and listened. The little grandson was around, so I've been playing with
how
him since.
How old is your grandson?
He's 21 months.
How?
And he got in town on, was it Monday?
Yeah.
And I've had some runs with him all day.
Oh, boy.
He keeps you entertained, believe
strong
me.
Will.
Oh,
at
man.
That young
he
age.
Keeps you entertained. And if he had fun, I was going to have fun. So it was cool.
All right, coming up, I got my meme for what the Commanders offseason probably ought to be about. We'll see whose meme game is strong here. Get some listeners to chime in as well. And also on the topic of Christmas gifts, quarterbacks make a lot of money in this league. They're often very generous in their gifts to their offensive linemen, but boy, do they come at it from a lot of different angles. B. Mitch and Finley, Zabe sitting in for JP. It is a Monday on this, the final week of the NFL season.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.